Prepare yourself with talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You know, I analyzed that last caller's call. We're on your calls here in a moment, a bunch of other news. Notice he said, I heard you get all this from people in England. Somebody that dumbed down, that hooked into the matrix, they don't research things. They just hear it from other people. So they think I get things by hearing it from other people. I must have heard all this, and none of it's true. Yeah, I say DynCorp has been caught running giant child kidnapping rings, or Halliburton has. Let me just tell you something, fella. I wouldn't be on the air next week if that wasn't true. I'd be sued into oblivion. Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, BBC. Now, it's not a big nightly news cycle. That's Anna Nicole Smith and OJ. But, yes, they run giant child kidnapping rings. Or that there have been scores of the heads of CPS in Florida. You have to be one there. It's run by pedophiles. Florida's the worst, run by pedophiles. People that take your kids are generally pedophiles. That's been all over the Florida news. I mean, I'm sorry all this sounds crazy and hard to believe. That's what I mean. The evil is all around us. But because the general public is still good, we're all these suckers thinking that, oh, well, I'm a good person. Everybody else must be good. Well, I'm sorry, Dorothy. We're not in Kansas anymore. And so understand something, young man. And I shouldn't be mean to you, but you did sound so stupid. You're either smoking pot or you were drunk or... if you study, and they've got a lot of medical studies on this, the CC size, see, the first couple years when you get most of the brain growth, still grows a little bit till you're about five, but the CC size of the brain is tied directly to the milk fat, and it's got the milk you need from your mother, plus all of the things that, excuse me, that she is immune to. And so you tie that in with the fluoride and the, all the other things that are in the water that retard intelligence and brain size and actually rots micro holes in the cells in the brain, little lesions all over the brain from your fluoride that you drink because the government cares about you. That's why a lot of your kids are in a haze. You don't know why. And suddenly the special ed centers of the schools are bigger than the rest of the school because you're under chemical attack, and we have government documents on that. It's in my film Endgame. I mean, official government documents, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, where they said, yeah, we're going to put fluoride in the water, and we're going to give them shots of mercury because it's the best heavy metal to attack the brain, and we're going to lobotomize the general public. I mean, Aldous Huxley broke Brave New World in 33, where the government, you know, brain damages the kids at birth so that they can be the servant class. And he later in 62 gave his last speech at Berkeley and said, this is all real. My brother runs the UN, Julian Huxley, head of UNESCO, director general. And he said, this is all real. This is our plan. And we're doing it. And I'm sorry that reality is so amazing. I'm sorry. It's true. It's happening. And you heard that caller going, well, I don't believe that the government ever brought Nazis into the U.S. Now, those of you out there that would have been geniuses, now you're just average. But you probably got some good milk fat when you were little that kind of counterbalanced all the heavy metal and other toxins they hit you with through the water supply. You are able to remember that you've read that and seen that and even seen it on History Channel, and you know it was true. Now, you don't know that they're spraying you and poisoning the water. The guys at the water plant don't know that. They're just told what to do, and the canisters come in, and it's all hidden in plain view and approved. Kind of like the head... toxicologist, he had several scientific degrees, also a medical, MD and doctor of dental surgery, dentist. He had a bunch of degrees. I've interviewed the guy. He, decades ago, got fluoride rammed through to be put in the water supply of Canada. And then about 5 years ago, he went public and said, my God, I finally read the research. I thought it was calcium fluoride they were putting small amounts of that you do need. This is sodium fluoride. Oh, my God. Breaks your bones, attacks your organs, retards growth, attacks the brain, attacks the kidneys. But what they approve is sodium and stannous fluoride mixed together from the toxic waste dumps with hundreds of other chemicals in it. Now, I just beg you to look into what I've said, folks. Just look at fluoride toxicology studies or sodium fluoride. There's thousands of them. I never forget reading a University of Texas 1933 study where they gave it to lab rats and how it made them all totally retarded. And then they said, well, this is a sedative, but it's also toxic. And the Nazis picked up that UT study, and that's why they put it in the death camp water. That's in Pulitzer Prize-winning book on World War II. But I know you won't check it out. You won't find out. You won't look into it. You won't because you've been bred to be slaves. Oh, let's look. I got loaded phones. And after this segment and the next, I'm just nothing but calls now. We're about to go to break, but nothing but calls now. Kathy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Calling from Virginia. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I've got a couple of quick things to tell you about, and then I'd like your comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a letter from Edward Sondick, the director of National Center for Health Statistics. Supposedly my phone number was selected by random chance because they need to ask all about the vaccinations and our children's health. Some households may be asked questions about the health services their children need or use. If we have a child between 18 and 35, please have all their immunization records in front of you when they interview.
Yeah, let me stop you and say what's happening. In 2000, they started sending out 35, 45, 69, and plus the different ones, questionnaires and saying it's the law, you've got to answer these when every American has a Fifth Amendment. You don't have to answer the census if they add all those other things to it. It's a total felony every time they send it out, threatening by law, you've got to do it. And now they have hundreds of agencies demanding everyone fill out reports on themselves, and it's just all part of this tyranny we live in.
And one other thing, if you happen to work for the federal government, now they want you to register on a website, and every single time you engage in any kind of physical activity, you've got to report it to the government for some kind of contest on our good health.
Well, that's how they introduce it to you. That's eugenics, where if you don't exercise and they're going to have a record of it and don't eat the, quote, right foods, you're going to be denied health care. Just type in elderly to be denied health care in U.S. under Hillary plan, and it's them saying it. It's not us saying it like we're attacking her. They say you're not going to get health care. It's already that way in England. It's bioethics boards, which is the new term of eugenics. After Hitler embarrassed the eugenicists in 1946, the International Eugenics Society met and changed their name to bioethics.
Thank you, Alex. And Endgame is waking people up. Great video. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, we're all in the Endgame. I could kind of go along with this stuff and shut up and water down what I'm doing and then just go ahead and, you know, let them keep killing everybody. Or I could risk my life and my family and everything. Just go ahead and let you know the truth. We got time for one more? Yeah, let's go ahead and take one more here, then we're going to come back and really go to your calls. Skip in California. Go out to the West Coast now. You're on the air, Skip.
Hey, I want to touch on two things. One is last night I picked up the current issue of Time Magazine, and on page 8, says how the war on terrorism saved one desert outpost. And the picture shows basically a military officer instructing four SWAT team officers going down a street in Playas, New Mexico.
Yeah, Playas, New Mexico.
Playas.
And they took that over 6 years ago, and they're merging the military, the police, everything. CIA runs every major city. I told you that decades ago. Now it's mainstream news. They're there controlling which narcotic shipments go in, which go out. They're listening right now. They're running black ops on everybody. And it must be a power trip to be able to poison babies, kill everybody, give everybody leukemia. Ha ha, it's so much fun.
Yeah, the second point I wanted to touch on was on the torch.
Yeah, the Nazi torch, which that guy just said, yeah, was real. Mm-hmm.
The first time that it actually was lit in Athens and then traveled flame from there was for the 1936 Olympics, and one of the reasons they did that was it was so Hitler could get kind of like reconnaissance and intel on all the countries he wanted to invade.
That's right. Stay there. I want you to be able to speak more about that. Of course, they won't check into mainline history. They'll just say you're lying. Chinese troops are in the U.S., in England, and in France. commanding our police. Mainstream news. We'll cover that before the show ends. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah, I was standing around the office during the radio show Friday watching Chinese troops in San Francisco manhandle American citizens. And I said, you know, this whole thing's degenerate. It was a Greek exercise of eugenics to show who the Superman was, who was related to Hercules, and then that's where all the Nazi ideas and the rest of it came from. And I was talking about how Hitler in 36 started the torch run. He drew the rings. He drew the way the flame should look. And then later I come walking back from doing some other work, and Trey's like, oh, man, it was just Wolf Blitzer was just saying. In fact, I didn't see it. Swing your microphone around. I should have told you. Swing your microphone around. But see, people will say when I'm saying this, it doesn't exist. And then when they see it on the news, they'll say, oh, it does exist, but it's good. But the point is they have Chinese secret police, the same ones that arrest people and kill them and take their organs in China. That's in the news. And they beat people up. They beat up Brits, Americans, French. I've got all the new articles. I've got like 10 of them here. And the police take their orders, and there's no free speech. And if an Olympic runner pulls out a Tibetan flag, they tackle them. Or if they don't hold it up high enough, there's video of them shoving them and giving them orders, Americans. I mean, we're slaves, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand that. Let's go ahead and go ahead, Trey. You said you saw Wolf Blitzer?
Oh, yeah, I just saw Wolf reporting on it, and he went on to say how the torch was run through all of the countries that Hitler would soon invade during the war.
Yeah, so every major city.
With this whole thing that, you know, I hear the reporters upholding, we just want to celebrate the Olympics. I mean, we're celebrating and we're protecting something that was created by Hitler. I mean,
well, I want to explain to everybody. The modern one was created by Hitler, exactly. But more than that, it is the celebration of the New World Order religion, which is eugenics. Anything else, Trey? You were talking about Wolf Blitzer?
Oh, no, I mean, it's honestly just good to see. I mean, yeah, it was maybe just a 10-second bite out of a 2-hour news broadcast about the Olympics. So I was upset about that, but at least they're starting to talk about it a little bit. They just can't deny it anymore, you know.
Well, the globalist, yeah, I mean, I remember the last Olympics, actually 2 Olympics ago, writing articles for Infowars.com. Just type Nazi Olympics Infowars.com into Google. You'll get like 6, 7, 8-year-old articles. And I'd get hate mail. You liar. And I'd have the hand sketches Hitler drew and mainstream university links. And they, you traitor, you hate America. You know, it came to Salt Lake, you bastard, liar. Man, all I do is tell you the truth. That's all I'm telling you. And you better understand, the elite openly write and say that they're poisoning you, they're killing you, but because you're too stupid to realize it and fight back, you deserve it. You understand that? And I've had elitist, you know, heads of corporations, you name it, contact me, talk to me, and it's always quote off record so I don't, you know, violate people's confidence as I learn intel. And they just go, the slaves don't want your help. They're not going to understand you. They don't care. They want what's happening to them. I just can't stand by. Even if the public is dumbed down and wants to be slaves, I can't stand by while they CPS people's kids for Saudi Arabians to rape them, you know, over there. I mean, I can't stand by while snuff films are made and why drugs are dealt and then all. I just can't believe it's this sick. Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to blast through. Oh, Jay hung up. I was going to go back to Jay and let him comment on the Hitler thing. But, yeah, thank you, Jay, for your great points. Lauren in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to first off say it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Me and my boyfriend, we took a lot of your advice. We went and we bought the Calvin soap, and we use it, and we try to buy non-fluoride toothpaste and all that stuff to better ourselves. But yeah, I just had a question for you. I wanted to comment on something. I went to the hospital yesterday for a rash, and the doctors gave me a shot or something. I don't know. They probably sterilized me for all I know. I don't know.
Anyway, I went
in there, and all the nurses were wearing, like, camouflage and, like, BDUs, and they had, like, military in the hospital alongside cops in there, and I just want to know what your comment is about that, what you think about that.
Was it a VA?
No, it's just a local hospital. Yeah, I went there for a rash, and they just went to have it checked out, and my boyfriend called the hospital to see what they said about it. He's like, oh, I'm the guy, and he talked to me, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they're probably doing a bioweapons test in the area. No, I'm not joking. People are laughing. Google Subtilis globigi or bacteria sprayed over Oklahoma. This is just one from 2 years ago. They sprayed every town with tons, multi-tons, sometimes 3 tons, sometimes 1 ton, of a bacteria that causes spontaneous abortions in all mammal species and kills people. But it only kills about 1 out of 100 that get it. And anybody think I'm lying? This is mainstream news. Subtilis globigi sprayed over every town and city in Oklahoma year long. Every city, every week was sprayed with prop planes at 1,400 to 1,000 feet. And remember earlier I talked about how they had the military and the people in New York when they murdered the Americans in 68. Remember that? And so if you showed up, and was there a lot of folks there with the rash?
No. Oh, I'm not sure. There wasn't a lot of people in the hospital. There was just a lot of nurses. They were all dressed in green camouflage, and there was some guy with, like, a military suit and a sash on. He had a beret, and he's all dressed up in BDU, standing there alongside, like, four or five cops.
Well, I mean, number one, when they come up to you with a shot, you say, what is that? What is this treatment? And you know, they're supposed to tell you, oh, you have strep. This is this wide-spectrum antibiotic. You're supposed to talk to them.
It was a steroid shot.
Oh, so it was a corticotypic steroid, non-anabolic. Sounds like it was good what they gave you.
I don't know. It seemed kind of weird to me. They were all dressed up in BDs.
Well, I mean, that might have been a separate op. Let me tell you a story. I showed Endgame about 6 months ago. I just told this Friday. I'll tell it again. I was the number two, and or is he number three? He's the head. He gave me his card. He is the head media assistant. He handles media, but he's the main assistant. You see him on TV with Perry. And he shows up with his wife, and he's there at Endgame at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. And he said, I mean, I had Rick Perry walk to me when I was eating Mexican food and say, hey, have a nice Thanksgiving, Alex, 2 years ago. So these people all know who I am. But this guy comes to Endgame, and he comes over and he goes, listen, I want you to know Rick Perry's a good Christian, and I am too, but I want you to know that. And the guy seemed real, you know, clean cut, nice, friendly, realistic. But he said, but I know that Perry's evil. So, and he admitted he knew. He goes, well, I'm here because you cover Perry going to Bilderberg. And, you know, I wrote the press release on him going there. I didn't go with the governor, but, you know, I believe he was there teaching about our system of government. And I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. He goes, but I want you to know I worked at Fort Sam Houston Medical Facility as an Army medic. And they flew in Special Forces guys. We were told to give them shots. And the base gave them shots. And then they all died 3 days later. And then we pulled out all the equipment. We're told to clean it. And he goes, I believe it was a weapons test. So there's the one of the Rick Perry's head guys. Just that, you know, I was there, and Banks gave them the shots. We weren't told what it was, and they all died. You know, that idiot calls in earlier, and I've got the London Guardian article, headline, Final Agony of RAF Volunteer Killed by Sarin in Britain. And it goes on to say they marched him in and killed him. Now this only came out, this is one of hundreds at that base they murdered. I mean, you think I'm making this up? You think it's fun messing with these people? You think it's fun? What about those special forces troops that all died? You know, what about all these people? Who's going to stand up for them? Who's going to speak out? Who's going to say, quit killing us? Quit murdering us? It's going on. You got a bunch of mad scientists who think of you as animals carrying out a bunch of eugenics against you. You don't know what eugenics is, find out today. We'll be back after this news telling us how the IMF saving us or something. But that's good news. Well, I am going to talk about our news. The World Bank's worried about how there's no food for us. Oh, we'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, let's go straight back into your calls. Loaded phone lines here. Let's talk to Mark in Austin. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yes, wanted to bring up another point with the vaccines and autism. Come across a number of research studies showing 70 to 90% of these kids have a specific blood type, and many of these mothers, beginning in 1968, were giving Rogam injections when the mother and fetus blood types were mismatched. And those injections, turns out, contain thimerosal, and they bumped this up in the 80s, and many other countries were not doing this. And I keep coming...
Oh, Japan, for more than a decade, has banned giving under a two-year-old vaccines.
Mm.
Japan said there's no doubt. But we talk a lot about mercury, the thimerosal. That's its technical name, the type of mercury solution they put in there. And so they hide it under that name and others. But a lot of it, almost every person that has Crohn's, and this is mainstream literature, they find that it's from the measles or several other shots where a live virus in it attacks the gut and then gets into the intestines and then causes autoimmune responses.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they also try to say, well, why is it mainly boys? Well, boys tend to not have a gene turned on that makes their blood-brain barrier, same type tissues you have in the guts, allow these metals and things to cross over easier.
Right.
But the federal court just ruled last month that mercury in vaccines does cause autism.
Yeah. So it's not only the vaccines the kids are receiving, but also the expectant mothers nowadays are giving tons of extra injections for who knows what.
Also, until this became public in the last decade, 6 or 7 years really, almost all of the eye solution had thimerosal, mercury, for your contacts. Now, about half of it, because my wife has contacts, she'll send me, honey, go get me this, you know, at night, and I'll drive out doing my honeydews, and I have to look around and find the one that doesn't say thimerosal. And half the time I'm, you know, we're on a road trip or something, and I forget and buy the wrong thing, and it's got mercury in it, and I got to take it back. Thank you so much, sir. Great point. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Jennifer in Florida. You are on the air. Hello, Jennifer. You're listening to your radio.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm in Fort Myers, Florida. I've been listening to your show now for about 2 years. I've bought your CDs, Terror Storm and Martial Law, and I received my 9/11 was an inside job sticker. I put it on the back of my truck. Got a lot of crap for it, but I also got a lot of thumbs up and a lot of beeps. And I just wanted to say that the Olympic torch was lit by the mother flame in 1936, and Hitler is the one that lit the mother flame. So every time we light our Olympic torches, it's off the mother flame from 1936, the one that Hitler...
Yeah, I forgot that part. But the caller called in and just said, I'm a liar. See,
yeah,
doesn't matter what we say now.
A lot of people are asleep and they just don't want to wake up because then they have to realize the ugly truth of it all and that we've been lied to.
But it's not just that Hitler happened to invent all this modern system. He liked it because the ancient Greeks believed in exterminating the other races. And I'm not knocking the Greeks, but we're taught they were all friendly. Spartans had to basically murder one of the lesser tribe members.
Okay,
to become a made man.
I just wanted to tell you, you're doing a great job, and people are going to wake up sooner or later. For them, it's going to be later, and it's going to be too late, but we're preparing, we're storing food, we're trying to wake people up. It's a hard job, but we're sticking with it anyway, and you just keep doing what you're doing and fighting the good fight, and we're here right behind you.
Thank you. You know, I don't know if the globalists are going to set off a nuke, release bird flu, whatever they're going to do, they're gearing up for it, and they've done things in the past, so don't think they won't do it in the future. And it's key that those of us understand what's going on, the eugenics world we live in, and how we're under a scientific system. See, under national security, hundreds of underground bases, hundreds of underground railways, that's declassified, that they have them. They just won't say what's under there. All these secret weapons, all this advanced technology, all these life extension systems, all of it. And we need to understand that we don't know what's going on. What we know is so horrible, it's hard to believe. Can you imagine what we don't know? They admit they're spraying and manipulating the atmosphere. They admit now they're adding stuff to the jet fuel, which is perfect. They just, under regulations, make them add the stuff to it. The companies just follow the regulations, and it's done. God help us. God help us. Let's go ahead and take another call. Harvey in Florida. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Just flipping out, man. Flipping out.
Well, you're not flipping out like you were last week. You really flipped out last week.
That's good. We need to get shaken out of our comfort zone and realize this is serious.
It's very serious, Alex. It's very serious. You know, I've been wondering, like a lot of people ask you, how come they haven't killed you yet? And when I had a radio show, one of my friends is a federal judge, told me. He says, well, they like to have somebody they could leave around to point at and say, you know, it's a free country. You see, Alex Jones is still talking. But that, I think it's much more than that. And I think today I hit on it. What they do is they're using you as a test bed, Alex. The people are so brainwashed that they don't even recognize the truth when they hear it. The brainwashing is complete, sir. That's their report to headquarters.
I mean, it really is. I mean, I keep making a big deal of this. I played it a few weeks ago. And then again a few months ago when it happened. Fox and CNN said Ron Paul is insane. It was basically the same script. He believes in a NAFTA highway and a Trans-Texas corridor. The Trans-Texas corridor doesn't exist. Same thing on two channels I caught. Then we went and got the clips on YouTube, found them on YouTube and put them up. I mean, the Trans-Texas corridor, it's billboards everywhere. They're putting toll roads in it, and they just say it doesn't exist. And the public says those signs don't exist.
They have 5,000 people lying for every person like you that has to tell the truth. So that you're outgunned. But the funny thing is that you outdo them with all their billions and all their paid stooges and all their lies. You outdo them. You and your small crew outdo them 100.
But why do their stooges, here's an example. You know, the IMF puts out a report saying, and the World Bank puts out a report saying, they both did it last week. Oh, we're so upset about there's not enough food, the food prices are exploding, there's shortages. But then I have State Department Memorandum 200. I have the IMF World Bank memorandums from the 60s and 70s and 80s. I have the Club of Rome memorandum to the World Bank. It's in my film. It's mainstream news where they are engineering food crises by design. And they say all of our policies are to exterminate the third world and cause our main weapon is food crises and funding both sides of tribal groups to kill each other. And then I read the 100-point plan as reported even by the BBC and Greg Palast when we got the IMF documents in 2002 when Joseph Stiglitz quit over it. And it talks about how they engineer this. And then I got to hear them on the news. The public thinks they're there to help you.
Yeah, the IMF is getting together this weekend to solve that food problem for the world. So we're in very good hands. And, Alex, I want to leave you with a comedy, a little bit of comedy. Maybe this will lighten you up. Alberto Gonzalez, since he left the employment there in the State Department, is having a little trouble finding work. Did you hear about that? It was in today's paper.
Yeah, when he left as the former AG. And John Yoo is about to be indicted in several European countries. I mean, he wrote public memos saying they can base, I'm not even going to say on air what they said. It's sexual abuse of children. I mean, that's what I mean. Now that's a behavioral psychologist that went too far because they came out and said, we're torturing. Yeah, we torture kids in front of their parents. Like, we would buy that. Now the people said no, so they're getting ready to burn you. I mean, why do you think they put those memos out about torturing kids?
I don't know, but I mean, with this story today, you're supposed to take pity on Gonzalez that he's going hat in hand to the law firm submitting his resume. I wonder what his resume reads. We'll torture children. We'll drop bombs on innocent women and children. We'll lie to the Congress. Is that all on his resume, you think, Alex?
I think that's probably all on his resume, yeah. But see, that's the problem. We heap all the blame on him, and I agree he's evil. And then the puppeteers behind the scenes, you know, Hillary comes in, Bush goes out, or Obama, or whoever comes in, and then another set of shark teeth roll forward, and then we learn to hate that set of shark teeth, and then another set rolls forward, and we never focus on the shark, we always focus on its teeth. But I know you know that, but I mean, any points on that, Harvey?
Well, Alex, you know, I consider this the people that worked with George Bush Sr. I believe that's where the evil emanates.
It is, yeah.
And we should have driven a stake through their hearts because they keep coming back from the dead.
Well, politically, it's just hell on earth. His father was the top Nazi agent in the U.S. That's mainstream news. I just wish I could have a good life. But instead, everything's fried. The future's very dark. We could wake up. We could stop at any time. But the public just can't believe it. It's too scary to believe it. So a lot of you are going to have to die. We'll be right back.
Wanders all around.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
There's a whole other world waiting right beneath the secret. But there is a new world order right below the surface. You want to go through life not knowing how the planet actually operates, who's in control, the true nature of power, the true nature of the globalists? Ladies and gentlemen, it takes a strong man to be able to research this and face all their crimes. To even try to realize and fathom the darkness we're dealing with. And they'll brag right to your face. They'll say, that's right, the sheer dark majesty, the power. And they'll tell you that you're weak because you're not willing to poison the mass of humanity and dumb them down so you can control them. They'll say, you don't have the will to rule. Well, I know this. I've got the will to fight them. I've got the will to not be a greedy, selfish, control freak bastard. And I'm not backing down ever for humanity. I'm never going to shut up. I control my destiny. I've committed to fight the evil. And whatever move they make, it doesn't matter. I put myself in the way of the fist. All right, we're going to go ahead and jam in a bunch of calls. I promise to get to this, though. I've got the Daily Mail. I've got the San Francisco Chronicle. I've got ABC News. And we did synopses of these at Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com. Police remove Olympic torchbearer on orders of Chinese paramilitary thugs. You can read where government officials in England are freaking out, saying they were thugs. They even pushed British lords. They even physically ran into Lord Cho, the London Olympics chief, was overheard describing the so-called torch attendants as thugs. He said, they pushed me three times. They're horrible. Okay, in France, you've got 30 guys in blue jumpsuits who are secret police, the same ones that are in Tibet. And this is in the mainstream articles. And they order the police wherever they're at. And if torchbearers pull out little, which is their right in the Olympics, it's international, it's not just Beijing that runs it, waving even a small sign or even a bandana that says Tibet, they tackle you, they beat you up, they throw you out. But they've been on the news, they'll be running by Tibetans, and they'll just reach out and grab their flags. The first time it got rough, they grabbed a flag away in Paris. So then in London, the people rushed them. But the point is, this is foreign troops engaging in this in the U.S. And it did happen. They tackled a bunch of people, attacked a bunch of people, attacked the Olympic torch carrier when she pulled out a small Tibetan flag. There's video of that. The San Francisco Chronicle got that. And then I had all this other news where they're admitting they're spying on everybody. And I've got Oakland police. They started this all over the country. It's called Knock and Talk. They show up and they say, mind if we search for illegal guns? And then they intimidate their way in. We have newscast of this. This is just gun confiscation under a federal grant. Total violation of the Fourth Amendment. Most Americans don't know their rights. The cops show up and say, mind if we look when you say no? They say, what do you have to hide? And they just wet themselves and let them in. And then they find marijuana, anything else, you go to jail. Just the secret police inspecting your house. Oakland cops could come a-knocking for Junior's guns. A six-month pilot program in which Oakland police officers knock on doors and ask permission to search homes for guns, got the green light from the city council's public safety committee. Just end of America. It's happening all. They've been doing it in Dallas and Tucson for a decade, and we've had the people on who've been quoted in the news articles. They come up and they go, this is Officer Johnson and Officer Brown. We'd like to do a safety inspection of your guns. Because in Dallas, you know, their guns aren't banned. And well, why? Is there something wrong, officer? Well, just mind if we come in, ma'am? And they report 9 times out of 10, they capitulate. A lot of times, they find anything illegal, you're going to jail. And it's just the end of the country. That's just totally gone. Yep, hell pit. And FEMA camps are built. They didn't triple the size of the BATF to play tiddlywinks, like I said earlier. Okay, let's jam in 5 final phone calls in the 6-7 minutes we got left. Next is Robert in Arizona, where they've been confiscating guns for years. Go ahead, sir, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Only the fools allow them into their houses.
Exactly, though. But see, they're setting the wicked precedent. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we're wise to that game, and we've told them, when they knock on the door, there are a lot of Second Amendment activists.
I know, but see, in America, the first call I go to is had it happen.
Well, we just... When they knock on the door and they ask their silly questions, we just say, I politely decline to...
Again,
confirm.
In a total police state, they preemptively come out and... Hold on. In a police state, they preemptively come out and talk to you. In East Germany, in Russia, you got political commissars coming to your door. This hidden land of the free, home of the brave, and I'm tired of traitorous police that take part in this evil, saying they're still Americans. Go ahead. I know a lot of cops don't like this. They need to speak up.
Have another glass of water, Alex. Let me finish.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We just politely tell them that we decline to converse, and we close the door in their faces.
This has happened to you? What do they say when you... tell me the story. You go to the door, what happens?
Well, when they knock on the door and they want to come in and look around, we just say, I politely decline to converse. Get lost. And we close the door in their face.
And then they try to say, excuse me, well, what do you have to hide?
No,
what do you have to hide? Let's come look in your house, cops. Let's come look in your house, cops. Let's come look in your house, cops. Go ahead.
Well, but anyways, that's that. We win. They don't win. We win.
But it
win.
Shows they're just waiting to get our guns.
Well, the TPD tried it. Thankfully, the Pima County Sheriffs never bought into that stupid game.
Jeez.
But anyway, so I got 3 things to add. One thing is this drooling idiot that called in and pretended that he didn't know what you were talking about concerning AIDS and chronic diseases. I would admonish him to read Ed Hooper's The River or Hillary Johnson's Osler's Web or Leonard Horowitz's Emerging Viruses or Professor Donald Scott's Journal of Degenerative Diseases, Volume 5, Number 3. You can find most of those on the web.
Look, that guy didn't even know how to read. I'm sorry. You're a great caller. I'm going to move on here. Let's move really fast. Let's move to Eric in Mississippi. You're on the air worldwide in defense of humanity. Last-ditch effort. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fighting hard.
Right? Me too, sir. I just wanted to talk to you for a second about this. I don't know if you heard about it in Mississippi. Mississippi is seeking to legalize wiretapping. Have you heard about that?
Yes, all over the nation. They're announcing that no more Fourth Amendment. Nationwide, they're all announcing for all crimes, no due process, no Fourth. I mean, it's all happening. I have stacks of news today. Here, keep talking.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that I've watched all your videos, and I support you all the way, man. And in closing, I'd like to ask your question. knowledge about this UN to investigate 9/11. I mean, is that what is that?
Well, you got Jesse Ventura and everybody else coming out and saying it's an inside job, and there are some good people in the UN. I don't think it's their jurisdiction, but they can bring it out and point out it's an inside job. But you watch, that's a lower body in the UN doing that. That's going to get quashed. The people that run the U.S. started the UN in 1945 in San Francisco.
All right. Thanks for your time, Alex. Just keep up the fight, man.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. Yeah, it's just total hell's being released. Coming after your guns, saying no more Bill of Rights, just frothing, FEMA camps everywhere. They've gone from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops. They're about to go to 3 million cops. 1 in 10 college grads, Homeland Security related. Just people, I mean, you go to school and you become a punk chump ordering everyone around. That's how it works. Absolute trash. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Summer in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was actually calling in regards to a survey that I was called about, and I usually hang up on those people, but I wasn't really busy at the time, and I figured I'd see what kind of questions they would ask me. And it was a traffic and car survey, but three of the questions, one of them was, how important was terrorism to me? Another one was, how important was how many police are on the street, and did I think that we needed more police on the street? And I answered no to both of those questions, and I told them that...
You'll be removed from the survey. They'll say everyone wants it.
Well, I told them that terrorism was the least important issue to me in comparison...
Well, see, that's a control paradigm. What if you said it 90% of it's fake? See, but go ahead. Good job. Go ahead.
And another question I wanted to ask you was, what is the significance of the Sun Cross to the Nazis? And also, I've heard that in 2012, a lot of scientists are saying that they expect there to be a solar flare, and that that's the reason that the ancient peoples built all of their...
You know, I don't know. I don't know, but the globalists are to the occult, and they believe all this. I'm sorry to J.D. and Jared and others. Call me back tomorrow on the Weekday Syndicated Show, now 4 hours long. By the way, we shoot video of that live every day with a vid cam and document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you want to make the radio show a TV show and actually see what we're talking about in here in studio, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Go sign up over there. I just want to get the word out. I'm desperate to warn everybody. You got a bunch of bureaucrats that are on power trips, the private families that own them, playing God. We're all under attack. God bless you all. You're under attack too, cops, by your bosses.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNlive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Amp, the